Welcome to Her Voice on Fusebox, created by Ms. Shamia Miller and myself, Shonda Seeley, also your host. And today's special host today is Ms. Renee Jennings and Ms. D. Mill. And the topics we were discussing are health in the Black community. Welcome, sisters.
Hey, Shonda, how are you?
Hey,
Ms. D.
What's going on, y'all?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about health in our communities, wholesome food stores, why they're more in upper, more, should I say, suburban areas than urban areas.
Or in, like, the look like the inside of your hand area. Because we don't go to them.
They pretty much, I think that a lot of times, a lot of the stores in, like, downtown areas or more suburban areas are not in the city because they know they're not going to make money if they build those stores there. Mm. So, you know, if they open up, say, for instance, a Whole Foods or a health food store that, you know, would probably spark people to take an interest in their health, I mean, you wouldn't go into that store because there's a Chinese restaurant right next door where you can get four wings and fried rice for $4.
Exactly, but you can do the same thing. You can go into even a produce market because sometimes those stores, they're very expensive, and, you know, our people say, oh, you know, we can't afford to eat like that. But you know what? The produce market or the farmer's market, you can take that same $4 and you can go get a pound of apples. You can go get you some oranges, some grapes, some fresh spinach, which I'm addicted to fresh baby spinach. You know, anything, and you can be creative and make it taste good, but we cater to our taste buds so much, and our taste buds have become accustomed to chitlins, which I can't understand why.
Me either, not pigs and testers. Don't like the smell, don't eat them. I don't knock anybody that do that, they think, but okay, this is what I want to ask you, Renee D. Okay, if there were more wholesome and healthier stores in the community, do you think we still, if we have the access to go get them, do you still think we, as a Black community, would we choose rather to eat healthy or still go to fast food?
Of course.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I have so many friends who criticize me for trying to be healthier and trying to eat healthy. It's like, why are you on that? You know, why don't you fry some chicken? You used to cook different. Why don't you cook this, cook that?
And now, you know, that is more so, this is embedded in us from the side.
There you go.
You
exactly.
Know, we didn't have any control over our meals whatsoever. So, if there was fried chicken and my mother put a little bit of the grease from the chicken over the rice, this was on point.
And it tasted good.
But
you know what? That's another thing. When you're raising your children, what do you do? Because since I started being healthier and eating healthier, and I had to, like, wean myself into it by, like, hanging out at the Whole Foods stores, at the farmer's markets, and I'm addicted to it, man, I would take my son with me. And my family members and my family criticized me, and they say, well, you know, nobody did that to you when you was younger. You need to go ahead on and let him eat what he want to eat and let him decide when he get older. No. Why start him off in a bad habit?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because when he gets older, it's going to be harder for him to break away to it because, like I say, I had to push myself into it. And it took a minute. And still, sometimes, I regress. And he says it himself with me trying to change his eating habit. He's like, Mom, you know, because I've been eating this way so long, it's hard for me to eat this other way.
But don't you feel better?
Much better.
Yeah.
Much more energy, lighter, think clearer.
Better at night.
Messing around with the colds. I can't, you know, do it. You know what I'm saying? For the females, it'll help you out around that time, as I was saying before. No cramps. Come on.
That's true.
And you know what the other problem is? Water. We do not drink enough water.
I totally agree with you on that, Renee.
I mean, from kidney problems, that time of the month.
Exactly.
I mean, water is needed in your body at all times.
Exactly.
Like, so quick to pick up juice, so quick to pick up a soda, but never
with
water.
All the sugar. The earth is 75% water. Your body is 75% water. There's a book, and it's in the health section of the bookstore at Barnes & Noble, and it is called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty.
Nice title.
You are not sick, you're thirsty. I have a guy friend, and when he gets sick, he stops eating everything, and he just drinks like a gallon and a half of water a day for like 3-4 days, and everything goes better. But we will run to the doctor and get a prescription.
And not only that,
make them some money.
Again, I mean, your skin, water helps so many things, and I mean, the clearness of your skin is out so many impurities in your body.
Exactly. You got to flush yourself out. That's, to come to think of it, not drinking water is kind of nasty because you put water on the outside of your body to wash it, so why not put it on the inside of your body to wash it?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, it's just so many benefits to drinking water, but like I say, we've been accustomed to, let's make that Kool-Aid and make that extra sugar.
Okay, and all that sugar, and you go get you some Proactive. Okay, it ain't nothing wrong with your skin, but you eating wrong and not drinking enough water.
Right. And please, people, please understand, they are not breeding these animals. Because I hear my father and mainly my family father stop saying, but your grandmother lived to be 95. Yeah, well, she was feeding her own animals. She knew what was going in them pigs and them goats and whatever they
exactly.
was eating.
Exactly. And but even still, if they lived till 95, what was the quality of life? I can live till I'm 100, but if I'm in aches and pains and prescriptions,
exactly.
it's not doing me no good.
And a lot of times, in medication that is prescribed, it's funny how, like, our ancestors, they didn't have all these pills for this. And
they went to the,
approaches.
Exactly, they went to the earth. I'll give you a story. A few years back, I had to get a surgery. I had, and not knowing what I know now, went on ahead with the surgery, but I had a goiter, well, a cold nodule in my thyroid that's, like, considered, it would have been cancerous, so they took half my thyroid out. And before I decided to do the surgery, I asked the doctor, I said, okay, I know what the thyroid does. I'm not going to have half of it. What's going to happen after it? She says, well, you know, we have to give you pills, artificial hormone pills, to replace that hormone. I said, well, how long I got to take it? She said, the rest of your life. I said, okay. I went and got my surgery. I followed up with the surgeon so he can see that my scar was healing up fine, but I didn't go back to that doctor until 3 months. When my scar healed up, I straight fasted. I ate raw fruits and vegetables. I watered myself down. I went back to the doctor after that 3 months, told her, here, now take my blood, tell me how my thyroid acting. Fine. That was what, in 94? I ain't took a pill yet.
See, people, so please don't let the doctor have to tell you to do something, as we were talking earlier before we got on the radio, to make you do what you know is right, what's better for
you.
It's
no,
a
no
business.
Yes. So you'll come to the doctor, you'll pay your $25 copay. Then you go and you spend $50 for pills that will not work because I'm experiencing that now with my allergy.
You're right.
So then what do? You go back to the doctor, pay another $25 for him to give you something else that may not work. It is
exactly. Doctors and mechanics, okay? They fix one thing to break another.
Exactly.
If doctors gave you what you needed to stay away from them, then they would not have no money.
Exactly.
You are feeding them. Exactly. The doctors are there to keep you alive, but they're not there to keep you from coming to them.
To give you just enough.
Exactly.
I go to the doctor.
Exactly. You go to the doctor, let them tell you what's wrong with you. Then you come home to your little $20 a month information highway, look it up, research it, and find out how the earth can cure you. You came from the earth, so when something's wrong, you need to go back to the earth.
Exactly. That's so true. That's right. And we need to notice, as a community, we really need to take better care. We the race that is more overweight, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension,
exactly.
as they call it.
And if you look at us, everything that's wrong with us is self-inflicted. Now go to the inside of my hair race. They the ones that had issues with the rare diseases, stuff you don't know where it comes from, things you can't avoid. But everything that's wrong with us, everything that Shonda just listed, is things that we can avoid. I come from a long line of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart attacks, all that stuff. I'm 30 years old, and guess what? I ain't got none of that stuff my family got. Ain't having.
You eat right, you take care of yourself, and exercise is the key. But we always want to go to plastic surgery. Plastic surgery didn't put the weight on.
Right.
Is
exactly.
That should be the last resort.
What's very important is understand that just because you don't have it now because you're young doesn't mean you're not going to have it when you get older. So I'm 26, and I'm overweight. You know, I need to drop some pounds or whatever, but I went to the doctor, clean bill of health. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. However, if I continue to eat all those fried foods and all that junk food and stuff that's not good for my body, when I reach 40 or 50 years old, then I'll be sitting there with high blood pressure.
I'm aware.
Exactly.
Taking all kinds of medications. Got to take 6 pills a day. So it starts when you're young. You have to take care of yourself as soon as possible starting today, because tomorrow isn't promised.
Exactly. And if you skinny, that don't mean nothing.
That don't
mean nothing. Because skinny people have heart attacks, too.
Yes, what? They pass right out.
And you know what? It cracks me up how, like, when you go to the gym, or when I used to go on the little walking trails and the jogging trails, and people jogging, when you go into the health food store, it's all white people. What's up with that? And you can't say nothing about the walking trail because that's free.
That's true. That's true. And I walk daily.
Exactly.
And it is, you're right, D. It's free, and not only that, it's so beneficial. It is so beneficial to walk because you're lowering your cholesterol, you're getting the cardio for your heart, and really, when you're walking in the, at a beautiful park, the scenery, just count your blessings.
Exactly.
Seriously.
And soak up that air and that sun. Stop letting them white people tell you that you need to use some sunblock because you don't. Get in the sun. It's good for you. Okay, the sun and the melanin, they're married. They go hand in hand.
Is
they
it vitamin D?
Out.
And also, look at it. When we were children, we were outside playing all day long. We didn't care about no food. We didn't care about no snacks.
That's so true.
Truck came up. We was like, okay, fine. We want a popsicle. But you know what?
Because we saw it.
You know what? That's so true, Renee. Your mama had to say, get in here. Don't let the street lights beat you because you're out having a good time.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Come eat. I'm not ready to eat. It is crazy because we've come to the lazy stage. Because remember, when we were little, we didn't have all those things to keep us in the house that we do now. No PlayStation.
Exactly. Xbox.
All them videos and the computer and all of that stuff. I took my son to the doctor, and the doctor said, kids who stay in the house and play video games get fat.
They do. They become obese. They do become obese. But see, now all kids know is Mama McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
And if my son goes to McDonald's, he got to get a salad.
This kid
That's right.
Can't even say mommy or daddy would ride past McDonald's.
French fries. French fries.
That is so
French fries, Chuck E. Cheese, and that comes, you know, back to being a mother and having the resource available to be lazy. They done made the microwave for you. Now you can go into the frozen food section and get you some dinner for a dollar with no nutrients in it.
And you know, in the words of my father used to say, this is why women today don't have husbands. Y'all microwave women. Come on, let's keep it real. Seriously, because our mothers cook.
Microwave women.
He called them microwave. Always, my sister, it's a pleasure.
No doubt.
D, as you always come with it, girl. Thank you so much, Weekly. And to our engineer, Mr. Chili Chill, where would we be without you? We have to say thanks to Ms. Mary, DJ Fusion Nichols, once again, for giving us this great opportunity.
Shamia Miller.
And Ms. Shamita, my partner in crime, thank you so much for us doing this together and creating. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, tune in next week. Thanks, and God bless.